BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, there's a pet psychic called Jackie. She can speak to the animals and today deals with a very troublesome cat.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we want to maybe connect more animals to her, if there's a demand for this or not. Hard to tell.
I would quite like someone to come forward maybe if they're having a problem with their horse at the moment. And Jackie could speak to them direct on the phone. I'm not sure if that would make great radio, but I'm kind of keen for it, so let us know.
Well, I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah. Also, we rediscover the absolute joy of the polyphonic ringtone. Weren't they great? Also, our listener Sam's dating isn't going well at the moment, so we get Izzy from yesterday's show on to call Sam's nan, Patricia, who's always going on at him. Why haven't you got a girlfriend? She's going to say to her that she is the new love interest in Sam's life. And on Funny Business, there's far too many mentions of the word poutine for my liking.
Scott Mills.
So yesterday we found out that, as we're about to arrive in Middlesbrough for Big Weekend, we found out that they don't have a football manager right now.
Yeah, sort of gap in the market, an opportunity that perhaps we could take.
So it was suggested that you become manager because you actually know what you're doing, and I become assistant manager. So I tried to do a team talk yesterday. It's impossible for me to get angry. That wasn't a good... Oh, I can't do it.
Try again, go on, Gaffer.
Not a great first half, was it, mate? How are we losing 2-0?
You're in charge. What do you want
me to do? I'm subbing you off.
Okay.
What's that mean? Can't be angry, I just can't do it. And then Jason called us.
I think Chris should be a manager at Middlesbrough. So I've gone ahead and set up a petition.
You've set a petition up?
Yeah.
For what?
To get Chris as Middlesbrough manager.
Yeah. Yes, Chris Stark.
Yes.
So, do you want to know how many people have now signed the petition?
Yeah, where are we up to with it then?
It's been signed by one person.
It was signed by one person yesterday.
Yes, that's the person who started it, Jason.
Oh, so not even one more. We haven't even doubled.
No.
Scott Mills.
Is Greg James okay?
I know what you're about to talk about. You're talking about the sheep thing.
Radio 1's Big Sheep Dash. Middlesbrough.
Most random thing ever.
Sometimes when you do the breakfast show on Radio 1, you can get a bit tired. And I think that's what's happened here. But I quite enjoy it.
I like it because it's one of these things that has just snowballed. It's a chain of events that have led us to here.
So, first they had this guy on Window Weather earlier.
Oh, before you go, Michael, can you tell us the name of the village you're from, please? Because it's totally fine for us to say on the radio because it's genuinely the official name of your official place of residence.
Yes, Radio 1, I am from a village called Twat. It's on the west side of Shetland and it is a lovely place to stay.
Suppose you didn't go there for the lolophon, actually.
Yeah, true.
And now there seems to be a sheep dash happening where sheep chase the farmer's bucket in Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
And Lewis Capaldi has requested a sheep. And now I think that all the sheep are going to be named after pop stars. And it's definitely happening because otherwise they wouldn't have got all of these made.
One! Radio 1 Breakfast. With Greg James.
It's just great. I'll tell you why, because I suddenly care about a sheep dash.
I know.
Scott Mills.
So yesterday on Ask Me Anything, it was Jackie the pet psychic. She talks to all the animals, not just cats and dogs, any. That one time when she spoke to a horse.
I can remember one day a horse chatting to a horse, and it just quietly sort of said to me, am I for sale? So I thought, ugh. So I said to the owner, is your horse by chance up for sale? And she went, I haven't told her. And then I just saw a picture of a very a small, dark dog. And I said, do you have a small, dark dog? And she said, yeah. So guess who told the horse? So you can imagine it running out the house going, hey, I've just seen your advert.
We had such a response to this yesterday from people wanting Jackie, the pet psychic, to talk to their animal. So she's back on. Hey, Jackie.
Hiya, how are you?
Good. People were loving you yesterday.
Oh, bless them. Thank you.
There was a lot to take in because obviously you've encountered several animals that you can communicate with, and you can communicate with different animals as well. It's not just you talk cat or dog or horse. You can speak to them all. Amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's any animal can communicate.
And what we found was loads of people were messaging in. These are humans messaging in saying, I've got issues with, you know, some sort of like, I don't know, rowdy donkey, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we've had a lot of sulky cats, a lot of dogs with bad attitudes. One of those people that's got in touch is Natasha. Hey, Natasha.
Hello.
So what's going on with your cat?
So he's a little bit creepy and he likes to watch me in the shower.
Okay. And the cat's name?
Clive.
We've got a picture of the cat in front of us right now.
Yeah.
It's like you've taken it from inside the shower, which is quite impressive
in
itself.
Well, I felt like I needed evidence just because people didn't believe me. My husband didn't believe me, so I staged a picture, got in the shower fully clothed and needed to come and watch.
Now, we've sent Jackie, the pet psychic, this photo of your cat. You've got that, haven't you, Jackie?
Yes, I have.
And Jackie's going to find out why your cat Clive's been peeping next.
Scott Mills.
She was on our show yesterday. It's Jackie, the pet psychic. Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
Now, we've sent you a photo of Natasha's cat, Creepy Clive.
Right.
And you've got that there, so you've had some time to process that. And Natasha,
yes.
you took this from inside the shower where he likes to watch you.
I did, yeah.
So what I've done is just got some information about him and stuff.
Okay.
And so if I just say a few things, just tell me if this makes any sense to you. The first thing he says to me, he says, I'm an absolute mummy's boy.
Yes, that's true.
Yep. But he actually comes across as quite a cool dude in himself.
Really? We thought he was a bit of a loser, to be honest.
Oh, bless him. Well, he's saying to me, he said that he's a very happy boy, and he does actually ask for attention from you. He's a attentive cat.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but okay. Jackie, the cat is creeping. The cat is watching Natasha in the shower there. What is he... I mean, I know he wants attention, but he can get attention in other areas of the house. Why is he going in for the shower? Did he talk to you about that?
Well, I did ask him about that. And remember, animals, like, we don't judge them because they're naked all the time and stuff. But he says to me really sweetly, he just said... I asked him, he said, making yourself wet to then dry is pointless because we don't. Okay? But he also says he loves to watch the water going down the glass. So, and he's also done this for quite a long time. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And yeah, he definitely does not sound like a cool dude, though. He sounds a bit...
Oh, bless him. And sometimes if you're, say, lying down on the bed, does he sometimes try and play with your hair?
Oh, God, not that I've noticed. I hope he doesn't in my sleep. That's even more creepy.
Oh, he's not creepy. Goodness me. It's like a child that adores you.
Creepy Clive.
Oh, remember, they understand what you say, so imagine if they called you Nutty Natasha.
Mm. Well, he wouldn't be wrong either, to be fair.
Jackie, is the cat going and reporting on Natasha in the shower to other cats in the neighbourhood?
Not at all. It's just to him. He's not stressed. He's very much like, oh, yeah, just watching the water go down and stuff. And he's really not bothered. It's just part of life.
Let me just get this straight then, Jackie. It's not Natasha that Clive's looking at. What's the... Is there a ticking noise in the background?
Oh, I'm riding a horse.
I thought that.
What?
Yeah, sat on a horse.
You're riding a horse?
She's riding a horse at the time, yeah.
Okay.
Who's riding a horse? Natasha?
Yeah, I am.
You're on horseback right now?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was an indicator of a car.
No, far more exciting than that.
I mean, a lot's happened in this chat.
It's like some sort of soap opera. It's incredible.
Yeah,
all sorts of animals all over the place and humans and that. It would be great at some point to get Jackie to speak to an animal on the radio as well. So I guess we can maybe look to do this another time.
Yeah.
If you're up for it, Jackie.
Would that be...
That's okay.
Okay. Next time, we'll put you directly onto the animal.
Okay. Yes.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Tune of the week, Lewis Capaldi, coming soon. His album now close to toppling Ariana Grande as the biggest album of the year so far.
I know. And, like, he is brilliant, right? He's so talented, but the whole thing also seems like a joke.
What do you mean?
No, even the way he puts it across, like, you on Instagram and that. And come on, you know him, and I know him now as well, and you get messages from him, and it's just like the whole thing is like he's almost like anti the whole system, but now the biggest part of it as well.
It's really...
It's so funny, and it's so good.
It's so well done. He's great.
Mm.
and we'll see him at Big Weekend.
Yeah.
That's going to be mad, you know. Like, we've just seen this happen from, like, day one. It's
exactly.
Mad.
I think his reaction at Big Weekend, I think, will be one, I think it will be one of the biggest.
Yeah. Okay, so, funny business. I've got one for you, you've got one for me. It's just a business with a lol name. I'm going first today, right?
Yeah, fine. Okay, so remember, don't laugh.
Oh, okay, I'm making this call now, okay?
Good afternoon, Banking and Meadles.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, where have I called?
We're Banking Removals.
Can you say that again for me? Just in case.
Yes, it's Banking Removals.
Banking Removals.
That's it, that's the one.
All right. And how long have you been banking?
We've been for about 7 years now.
Wow.
Long time.
It is. So would you say you're the director of Vanking?
I would say yes, definitely I'm the director of Vanking.
Okay. All right, what's your name?
My name's Lee.
Nice to meet you, Lee. I just wanted to check that I got that right, but I have.
You've definitely got it right.
All right, then. All right, have a nice day.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Is it gone?
That's a great one.
Why would you call it
isn't
that?
Isn't it a great one? That's Van King Removals there.
Van King. Wow.
My turn?
Yeah, I don't know whether I can beat that, but well, let's have a go.
Surely not. That's one of my favourite in ages.
Well done for finding that one.
Here we go.
Hello, Squeaky Beaver. Hello.
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 Hello. What? Just to check, I've got the right number. What's your business called?
It's Squeaky Beaver.
Squeaky Beaver.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. And what do you do?
We are a mobile street food trader. We specialise in Canadian poutine.
Canadian poutine. Sorry. Are you still there?
I am, yeah, still there, yeah.
Good. More questions. Why Squeaky Beaver then?
The cheese we use, cheese curd, in the poutine dish is really squeaky in texture.
Stop
that's just
saying
what it's like.
Poutine.
Poutine, that's the name of the dish.
Oh, is it?
It's, yeah.
You love the Canadian poutine, don't you, Squeaky Beaver?
I do love it, yeah.
Okay, I'm done. All right, lovely to speak to you, bye.
All right, mate, all right, bye-bye.
That was excellent as well.
That's a great one as well.
You love the Canadian poutine.
What an amazing funny business today.
Yeah, really
enjoyed
good.
That a lot. Scott
Mills. I'm going to get me some poutine.
I'd love to try a little bit of Canadian poutine.
I would like to try it. I never have.
Mm.
And I've been to Canada.
Have you?
Yeah, twice.
And you've never experienced
never
Canadian
had poutine?
Poutine.
Apparently, some Canadians are on saying that it's delicious. Marley and Horsham. Basically, it's cheese, chips and gravy. What's not to love about that?
Cheesy chips and gravy?
Cheese, chips and gravy. I mean, it's probably a bit more sophisticated than that. Jennifer's been on. She's listening in Quebec right now. It's served with gorgeous cheese only made in Quebec. It's not just cheesy chips and gravy. It's, like, better than that.
It would be great to set up over here. It sounds like there's a real gap in the market for Canadian.
Poutine.
Yeah, what makes it Canadian then? Do we know?
No. Don't ask me.
Sorry.
Have you got a funny business we could call up? I mean, they were great today.
Good afternoon, Banking and Meadles.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, where have I called?
We're Banking Removals.
And who can forget?
Hello, Squeaky Beaver.
Right.
Hello.
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 Any business names that you've got that we could call home or abroad? 81199. Scott Mills. There's some problems now from the Isle of Man.
What are they saying?
The Isle of Man is saying that they invented, well, it's not called poutine. in the Isle of Man.
Isle of Man poutine?
No. It's a Manx dish. Chips, cheese and gravy. They just don't call it poutine. They even have a National Chips, Cheese and Gravy Day. Catchy.
If poutine is just chips, gravy and cheese...
I don't think it is. I think it's all about how nice the cheese is. It's not just any old cheese. But Anthony has been on and he's triggered that the Canadians are passing it off as their own.
Mm. Well, you know, what can we do about this?
No, I don't want to get involved. I just want to be me.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Ryan.
Hi.
What are you doing with your afternoon?
Just chilling in my hammock in my garden.
Oh.
Living your best life, my friend.
Indeed.
Oh, I love a hammock.
Now, what have you done there? Have you set up on your own, put it between two trees, or have you got one of those ones that I saw in the shops the other day, which has, it's like, almost like a boat from the outside.
Yeah, it's like a stand, it's like a frame that you put up and then you just hang the hammock between the two ends. I haven't got any trees in my garden, so it'd be kind of hard to do the other way.
I was in a shop, right, which had one of these things, and I decided to give it a little go, which was weird. Because obviously you're in the middle of a shop, so it's kind of like a stressful environment. Everyone's watching you. However, you get in one of these things, Scott, they're wicked.
Yeah. I used to have a framed one. Do you remember in my outside area?
Did you?
Yeah. But it wasn't... Well, I'm not going to lie. It was quite cheap. And I was far too overweight for it at the time. So it just like... Maybe got in a situation where your bum's just dragging along the floor there.
Mm. Yeah.
You can adjust this one to make it higher because it slowly stretches, so you need to put it down.
It just got lower and lower. I was literally on the ground towards the end, so I had to go.
It was a bit demoralising, was it, as a hammock?
And it's annoying because I've lost a bit of weight now, so I'd probably be all right.
Get a new one.
Yeah, all right. Okay, here's today's banger from me.
Yes, I like this one.
Does that sound good on the hammock?
Yeah.
Ryan, I offer you A-Marie with One Thing.
That too overweight for the hammock story reminds me of when Radio 1 wanted four men to lift you on a chair for something. Can't remember what.
Yeah.
And you were...
I was too overweight for it.
And we had to call that one off.
Yeah.
Sadly, health and safety.
They were going to bring me in a bit like they do at a Katy Perry concert.
But yeah, BBC stepped in. You know, you got to be careful because of their backs and everything. Yeah. Forms had to be filled out.
Four burly blokes is what we asked for.
Health and safety.
Yeah.
Health and safety, mate.
I was too fat for it. Okay, cool.
You can have that. Or my banger choice today is this.
Oh, this is difficult.
Yeah, you've got a tricky choice today. This is Ida Corr, Fede Legrand. Let me think about it.
Well, let me just think about it for a minute.
Oh, nice. See what we've done.
They're both amazing tunes, and A-Marie I've loved for years, but I've got some really, really good memories of dancing in the club to Ida Corr. So I think...
Have you?
He's my fave.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go with Chris.
Around Ramadan, we get asked all the same boring, predictable stuff.
Can you listen to music?
You do brush your teeth, don't you?
What? No Game of Thrones?
Apparently, some people cover up their TVs.
Whether you're fasting or not, here at Asian Network, we've decided to bust all the myths and taboos around getting through the holy month with our essential guide to Ramadan. Join me, Yasser, as we'll talk about everything from gymming on an empty stomach to even scheduling your bedroom action. We'll hear how you're doing it. Get the lowdown right here. Asian Networks, for fast sake. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Alex in Cheshire says, the standard was high today, but so glad he picked that one. That was my ringtone back in 2008 when I had a pink flip phone. Good memories.
Would that have been polyphonic at that point or just the full song?
Somebody pick up the telephone, it would be one of those.
Yeah.
Crazy Frog vibes.
We used to play some of these out, didn't we? They were the ones that you could pay for.
Yeah.
And so there used to be adverts for like various songs and tunes.
Get this down now on your mobile phone.
Yeah. And it was like that horn. That's what it was on.
Yeah. I don't think anyone has said this sentence ever.
They're both amazing tunes, and Amory I've loved for years, but I've got some really, really good memories of dancing in the club to Ida Core.
Who's got strong memories of Ida Core?
Scott Mills. If I can't have you,
Shawn Mendes. This is definitely your ringtone when this song was out. Polyphonic.
I mean, that was
rubbish, wasn't it?
The time where it would be acceptable to hear this. So, sorry, mate, just got to get a call.
Yeah. Amory's going off.
Yeah. I would have Well emo songs sometimes as ringtones as well. Trying to think what. I seem to remember Ghetto Gospel was one at one point.
Any Avril Lavigne?
No, but I don't think that was me, because Skater Boy in a ringtone form just sounded manic, wasn't it? It was like ding 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 ding. It was a bit intense.
This is Scott Mills. Summer starts this weekend in Middlesbrough at Radio 1's Big Weekend. We've just been told we're DJing before. Can I say that? Why not?
Just said it.
We're DJing before Foles. That's exciting. Me and you.
Yeah.
Just been booked. Nothing like a last minute booking.
Booked.
I wonder who pulled out.
Whatever, we'll take it.
I'll take that.
And we will love it.
And we're on from Big Weekend, from Middlesbrough, 2 till 4 on Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday's show, we're getting Capaldi involved.
Scott Mills.
Can I definitely say that you had this as a ringtone at one point?
Go on.
21 questions.
Oh, yes. I like this.
Meanwhile, I was on my flip phone. I had this. Tune, complicated.
Oh, can we do a couple more of these tomorrow? I really like these. Is that a proper throwback?
At the time, you're like, oh, that's really good.
You know, like we sometimes do the Who game, and it's like we just shout something retro from the past.
Yeah.
Maybe we just all serve up our ringtone from back then.
Let's do it.
Scott Mills.
Found it.
You couldn't wait.
Sorry. It's a polyphonic emergency.
Why are we doing this halfway through?
Right, fine. If anyone can find me a better one than that, serve it to me.
Scott Mills. Help me put my mind to rest. Yeah. BBC Radio 1. Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Would anyone be interested in having a polyphonic request half hour tomorrow? I feel like we've stumbled upon something great here.
Game of Tones.
Anything you want to hear, let us know on tomorrow's show on 81199. Sorry if Darude Sandstorm on a Nokia 3310 just killed your eardrums. It was quite high, wasn't it? Yeah.
Scott Mills.
A few weeks ago, Sam got in touch with us, one of our listeners, who is, let's be honest, pretty hopeless at dating right now. And the person that keeps going on about him not having a girlfriend the most is his nan, Patricia.
My grandma keeps nagging me. I mean, she's 80 years old. And she keeps nagging me, saying, when am I going to bring a girlfriend over? And I've obviously explained the situation to her, saying, nothing's going well at the moment. She was like, I've got friends. I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to be interested in an 80-year-old widow.
So we audition people to pretend to be Sam's girlfriend to help him get his nan off his back.
So who are you?
I'm Izzy. I'm Sam's girlfriend, your grandson's girlfriend.
Oh, lovely Sam, my favourite grandson. You are.
Yeah, he's lovely. How have you been?
Are you one of these fancy girls from that Love Island?
No.
Sam is here. Hello, Sam.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Izzy is here, who we auditioned yesterday. Hi.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Alive, but excited.
Well, it's a simple job you've got here. You're going to speak to Sam's gran, and you've just got to give the best possible impression. You've just got to be the perfect girlfriend, even though you're not an actual girlfriend.
Like you did yesterday when Chris was playing the part of his gran.
Yeah, I mean, no pressure.
Also, I think this would be very, very sweet. I was the worst case scenario in this situation. Yeah. I was quite a sort of nasty gran. I think she's not really like that.
Exactly. I think this is going to be an actual walk in the park compared to yesterday, OK?
Bye.
Do you think so, Sam?
Yeah.
Izzy, we're going to call Sam's nan next.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so are we ready to do this, Chris, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will let you into a little bit of a secret. All is not quite as it seems here. Izzy cannot hear us at the moment. First, let's have a little chat with Sam's nan, Patricia. Hello.
Hello.
Now, Izzy's on hold at the moment. She cannot hear this, but what she doesn't know is that you're actually in on this all along, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've heard our impression of you from previous days, and you're going to speak to Izzy, but you're totally in on it.
Okay.
Okay, brilliant. Oh, all right, here we go.
Sam's here, hi.
Hey.
And Izzy's here as well, who's about to call your nan and say, I'm his new girlfriend. So, Sam, you lead this, OK? So you say hi to your gran, intro Izzy, then Izzy, you have a chat, and then, Sam, you kind of wrap it up and then we'll have a chat off the back, all right?
Sweet.
Hello?
Hey, Grandma, it's Sam.
What did Grandma? You say?
It's Sam.
Oh, Sam, you sounded different. You sound all rough.
I've got somebody I want you to meet, Grandma.
All right.
It's actually my girlfriend.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Hello, Patricia. It's Izzy.
Izzy? That's a strange name. Is that for Isabel?
Yes, it is. It's short for Isabel.
Right. How did you meet Sam, then?
We met at a pub a few months ago. My friends were friends with his friends. So, yeah, we just got chatting one night.
He's my favourite grandson, you know. So you mustn't,
I can imagine.
So you mustn't upset him.
I don't think I have. I think I'm doing an all right job so far.
Otherwise, you'll have me to deal with.
I never want to disappoint you, Patricia.
You can call me Pat.
Oh, Pat. How are you anyway, Pat?
I'm very well, thank you. I've just come back from the pub.
Oh, nice. How was it?
But not for boozing. For coffee.
Really?
For coffee. Oh, it's the Macmillan's day today, and we all took cakes and coffee.
Oh, nice. What cake did you bake?
Oh, I just made some little fancy little buns today. I usually make a big cake, but I didn't today.
So how are you spending the rest of your day then, Pat?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to sit with my feet up and watch a telly.
Oh, nice.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah, I'd prefer to be doing that than at work, so I know who they are to prefer.
All right, Grandma?
Yeah.
We're going to call it now. I'll pop in on Saturday and see you, OK?
Yes, OK, Sam. I'll see you then. Bye-bye, both of you.
Please.
Bye.
Bye, Pat. Lovely to speak to you.
Bye, Grandma.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How do you think that went, Izzy?
No, it was nice. Like, isn't that so sweet? I felt so bad for lying to her. But yeah, no, she seems really lovely. I hope I start that out all right.
Yeah. There is something that you don't know, Izzy.
Oh, no, what? Was she in on it the whole time?
Sam?
Yeah, she actually was. She knew that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she knew.
How savage.
We just...
Oh, my God, I was so nervous as well.
We told Patricia to be as close to Chris's character yesterday as possible. And she really did it.
She did a good job as well. Yeah, I think I did think you did a very good job, though, Izzy.
You were great.
Very good small talk.
Izzy, you are the queen of small talk.
Cheers.
Really good.
I can't believe you guys have played me.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.